Okay, thanks for your patience, Harley. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello,
well,
ma'am.
I got tested with my niacinamide. I had been taking it for over a year, and my joints weren't hurting, but you thought maybe it could do more for me because I was a bit sensitive to it when I first started. And so I got the compatibility test, and she said that it wasn't compatible to me, so she switched me to a different niacinamide. Mm-hmm. And now my joints are starting to ache. Should I be concerned? I've been on it for probably 2 weeks now.
Not quite yet, ma'am. The originator of this therapy, back in the 1940s, when he published his book, Dr. Kaufman, he told us several places in the book that it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks for the niacinamide to take hold. And even when it does, it's not fully controlling the pain. But those 3 to 4 weeks to start controlling the pain, and then almost everybody got complete control of their pain by the third or fourth month. So I'd give it a little while longer, unless, of course, the pain seems to increase rapidly. Now, the other thing that could be done is that first one, it controlled your pain, I think I heard you say, though there was a sensitivity. So the other thing that's possible, ma'am, is desensitization. If necessary, you can go back to that original brand and just get it desensitized. We need to do that from time to time at Tama Clinic, and desensitization usually will, quote, hold, unquote. Now, me, I've got allergies and sensitivities, and there's one thing. My goodness, I've had to get desensitized 2-3 times before it decided not to be sensitive bothering me, I should put it that way, anymore. But still, desensitization does work, and if you need to persist in getting re-desensitized, that works too.
Okay, so I'll just wait for about 3 months, and if it still hasn't corrected, then I'll go back to that one and be desensitized to the first one.
Sounds like the best plan, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling.